Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's passage we will continue on in Malachi chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has been faithless, and abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob any descendants of the man who does this, who brings an offering to the Lord of hosts. And the second thing you do, you cover the Lord's altar with tears, with weeping and groanings, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand. But you say, why does he not? Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. For the man who does not love his wife, but divorces her, says the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and do not be faithless. Amen. Quick recap. So far, we have seen the Israelites disputing with God, questioning his faithfulness despite being 100 years out of the exile. Today's passage, we see the third dispute. God exposes the men of being faithless, particularly when it came to their wives and idolatry. There are two main offenses that God points out. First, he points out Judah, who profaned the sanctuary of the Lord by marrying the daughter of a foreign god. The warnings and dangers of an ungodly intermarriage are seen throughout both the Old and New Testament. For example, King Solomon married a foreign woman who took his heart away from God in 1 Kings, and Israel married Moabite woman who brought curses upon the Israelites in Numbers 25. Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians says that believers and unbelievers should not get married. So Judah marrying the daughters of a foreign god was a huge offense to God. I want to make it clear that mixed marriages have nothing to do with race, but intermarrying between faith. Remember Ruth? She was a Moabite woman, a foreigner, yet she turned away from the Moabite gods and turned to the Lord. In fact, she is in the genealogy of Jesus himself. The danger of intermarrying between faiths was that these false gods were wavering the hearts of God's people. The second offense is the neglect that the men were showing to their wives in their divorce, and also the divorced wives too. God acknowledges that his altar is covered with tears, weeping, and groanings because of the men's faithlessness in their covenantal marriage. He shares how much he hates divorce and commands them to guard themselves in spirit and for them to be faithful to their spouses. Now, if you're listening and are married, it may be easier to relate, but regardless of if you're married, single, or dating, wherever you may be right now, this passage should not be overlooked and has great depth for us all. The heart of this passage is that through our relationships, and of course our marriage, God says we should guard ourselves in our spirit. He repeats this phrase twice, guard ourselves in our spirit, which means it's very important. Proverbs 25:28 says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. And Proverbs 4:23 says, to guard it with all diligence. Without guarding your spirit, unforgiveness, insecurity, pridefulness, and bitterness often become the norm. Even if you are not married, these are commandments that we still have to obey to guard our spirit. Before we close, let's take a look at our relationships in our lives. When there is conflict in your relationship, how do you respond? Do you guard your spirit and turn to God to help you, or do you allow bitterness and resentment to grow? I'll close us in prayer, but let's take some time today to take an intentional inventory of how our spirit is and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today's message where you are reminding us how precious the unity and sanctity of marriage is to you. It is something holy and precious. But God, we realize and recognize that relationships can get messy and Whether we're married or not, it's so tempting to turn to our selfish ways where we have to be right or where our own priorities are more important than those around us. We pray and ask, God, that you would teach us to be more and more like you. Help us to guard our spirits just like you commanded us with all diligence so that instead of insecurity, unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment, may the fruits of the Spirit be ever so present instead, with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.